following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, October 1st, through Thursday, October 7th, 2021. October 1st, 2021, the Feast of Saint Therese of Lisieux. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, Satan is rallying now to snatch as many souls as he can before his time is exhausted. Most souls do not grasp that every present moment is spiritual warfare. Therefore, they do not look for the ways Satan is trying to insinuate his way into their hearts. If you do not see the war or the weapons of warfare, how can you win? The evil one takes pride in the ways he tricks you, my children, into misusing the graces you are allotted. Much good, technology, entertainment, styles of dress, even speech itself has fallen into his evil grasp. Step out of the darkness into the light of wisdom, holy wisdom. Use all your human resources to build up my kingdom on earth. Your recompense will be great in heaven. My kingdom is in hearts." A note is given to read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 12. "For our boast is this, the testimony of our conscience that we have behaved in the world, and still more toward you, with holiness and godly sincerity, not by earthly wisdom, but by the grace of God." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. October 2nd, 2021, the Feast of the Guardian Angels. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The United Hearts field on our property here is always the field of the holy angels as well. It is a place where joys and triumphs meet trials and sorrows, where peace washes over conflict. Desire to be there, not just for an apparition, but whenever you are faced with doubts, confusion, or conflict. It is in this holy place truth reigns, truth which never changes to suit human reason. It is here the soul will cease to grapple with Satan's lies. The holy angels are there always, waiting for each soul who finds his way there. Their peace will be with those who come in faith. The angels bear truth always. They are my messengers. They are the emissaries of the United Hearts." A note is given to read Psalm 23, 1 through 6. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Another note is given to read Exodus chapter 23, 20 through 21. "Behold, I send an angel before you, to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place which I have prepared. Give heed to him and hearken to his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 3rd, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, be united in the truth of these messages. The truth never changes in any instance. The truth you are being fed in these messages stands as a fortress against the evils of these times. These messages support wisdom from above, not the type of worldly wisdom which man is tricked by, thinking he has all the answers. Never be tempted away by self-reliance. Always see the hand of my grace in your midst. Always await the next grace which will lead you and guide you and bring you to the fullness of personal holiness you are called to. Never consider yourselves better than anyone who is not privy to the same grace as you. This is spiritual pride and a trap of Satan for those not mature in their spirituality. Keep track of your adherence to holy love and holy humility. These two are the vehicles which move you forward in holiness." A note is given to read James chapter 3, 13 through 18. "Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good life let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth. This wisdom is not such as comes down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or insincerity. And the harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 4th, 2021. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "When you accept whatever the present moment offers, you are cooperating with my grace and my will. Very often people work with my grace without acknowledging it is grace that is inspiring their thoughts, words, or actions. This never negates the power of the grace of the present moment. It is most acceptable to be a willing instrument of my grace so that you can constantly give thanks for any turn of events. Do not be confounded by any barrier or seemingly setback. Keep your focus always on the unseen grace at work in the background. I am with you." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 5th, 2021, the Feast of St. Faustina Kowalska. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, today a dense fog has settled over your area of the world. Once again, I compare this fog to the dullness of the conscience of the world. When truth is clouded over, man cannot define the difference between good and evil. Therefore, he has difficulty finding his way to the path of salvation. I use certain souls as lights in the world, souls who mark the way to truth. Too often their light is dimmed by the apathy in hearts. The fog obscuring the truth to the heart of the world can only be lifted by man's free will and readiness to cooperate with the grace of truth. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 6th, 2021. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. All of your modest sacrifices combine as a formidable weapon against Satan. October 7th, 2021, the Feast of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary, 3 p.m. service. Blessed Mother is here as refuge of holy love. She says, Praise be to Jesus. Dear children, with your rosaries, you can defeat Satan's lies and bring truth to triumph. When truth penetrates hearts, my triumph will reign and my immaculate heart will be victorious. Be a part of my victory by merit of your rosaries. Bring to fruition the grand scale of my victory through your rosaries. You hold in your hands a weapon greater than any weapon of mass destruction when you hold your rosary. Carry it with you always as a sign to Satan that you are mine. Most of all, pray your rosaries. Satan cringes at the thought of a well-prayed rosary and does everything to defeat this prayer. When you pray your rosary, I am praying with you, capturing your prayers and carrying them to heaven, to the throne of my Son. Even the weakest prayer is made powerful by my efforts. Do not be discouraged or feel your prayers do not count. Every prayer combines with all the others around the world to create a formidable weapon against evil. Your devotion to the rosary is a sign of predestination in God's kingdom to come. Dear children, the future of the world rests in your hands, in your rosaries. Together, we can undo the most gruesome plans of the Antichrist. In the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. Through the rosary, I am yours, and you are mine. Remember this always. Together, we can change the course of human events. Today, dear children, I invite you to celebrate with me by uniting in your hearts with all the other souls who are consecrated to my Immaculate Heart. We are one in spirit. As often as a soul listens to or reads today's message, he will receive my blessing of holy love. I do not come to appease you, but to warn you that you must use your rosaries as weapons that heaven intends you to do. My victory is by your efforts and in your hearts. Do not consider my words to you today too simplistic to be important. Do not disregard my urgent request to pray your rosary. Dear children, today you have come with many petitions in your hearts and on your lips. Some will be answered in the way you want, but all will be answered according to God's holy and divine will. Please accept what is given and what is taken away. Understand that I come to you as a loving mother to caress you and to love you and to hold you deep in the folds of my mantle. Today, my little ones, I'm imparting to you my blessing of holy love.